The tale of Jekyll and Hyde is a pretty creepy one. It tells the story of Dr. Jekyll, a kind of caring man who believes everyone has two sides, good and evil. He develops a potion that will turn him into his evil alter ego, Mr. Hyde. How do you balance these multiple personalities?
I think the character is wondering the same thing. Trying to figure that out the whole play. Who am I?
Franz Alderfer plays Dr. Jekyll in Thunder River Theater Company's production of the show. His character is a philanthropist who's trying to explain why this transformation keeps happening with some sort of scientific rationalization, but his evil side is very powerful. All of that happens in a dark setting with a moody soundtrack.
Hyde has kind of a deformity that you can't tell what it is, but something that's, I guess, is that right? As he says, it's unsettling.
Gerald Delisser plays one of three different Hydes that appear during the play, each with their own takes and spin on the character. It introduces new faces and deepens the confusion about what good and evil really are. The changes Jekyll and Hyde go through during the play help talk about serious issues we face, says director Corey Simpson.
The piece deals with the subconscious versus the conscious. It considers how everybody has aspects of both good and evil within them, how we choose to deal with those elements of ourselves.
And that's what Simpson hopes the cast of Six will be doing when the show opens next week. Here he demonstrates how he wants characters to show a passing of evil out of one character and into the next. Previews begin on Thursday. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.